The criminal justice reform bill recently signed into law is intended to save money and reduce the state's prison population by eliminating the factors that contribute to recidivism. The measure includes a small tweak to current law that allows nonviolent and low-risk offenders to quickly get back on their feet. KTOO's Matt Miller has more.
Tucked inside the mammoth bill were a few small sections that add an SEJ, or suspended entry of judgment, as a form of deferred prosecution. An SEJ will likely be imposed for those first offenders who have a high likelihood of rehabilitation and reintegration into society.
That has to be negotiated, the plea agreement. That can only be done with the agreement of the prosecution.
That's Quinlan Steiner, head of the Public Defender's Office and a member of the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission, the panel that developed a series of recommendations that became the foundation of Senate Bill 91. After a guilty plea, an offender who agrees to an SEJ may serve a little jail time, if at all, and be ordered to undergo treatment, pay restitution and fines, and spend time on probation instead of a longer prison sentence. If they successfully follow through, then it could mean a brand new start with a clean slate. The case would be dismissed.
Because the conviction would have never entered, never formally entered, and then the plea withdrawn.
The concept of deferred prosecution is not new. Former Alaska Supreme Court Justice Alexander Brenner says they revised Alaska's criminal code in the 1980s. New statutes modeled after other laws allowed for a suspended imposition of sentence, or SIS. It's similar to the new SEJ, but only the sentence is suspended. The former defendant would still have a conviction of record. An SIS is usually imposed in cases in which youthful, first-time offenders are charged with a low-level property crime, and it's not available for driving under the influence and some crimes against another person, like domestic violence.
You know, there were individual cases where there were complaints about leniency, but overall I think that judges statewide were pretty good about reserving those kinds of sentences for truly deserving people, where in many, many cases the prosecution wouldn't oppose.
SISs are not uncommon. According to figures provided by the Alaska court system, as many as 4% of felony offenders and 2% of those charged with misdemeanors each year may receive an SIS. That may not sound like much, but that's between 700 and 1,000 people each year who are not serving their time in a prison cell. And with costs up to $158 a day for each inmate, that could be as much as $40 million a year that is not being spent for incarcerating low-level or low-risk offenders. Because there's still a conviction of record, the case would still show up in CourtView, the court system's online database. Tom Wagner, a Juneau attorney who works on contract as a public defender for city misdemeanor cases, says that was a problem for former offenders really trying to make an effort to get back on their feet.
When they're vetting candidates for a job, rather than paying to get a rap sheet from the Department of Public Safety, which would say conviction set aside, employers would go to CourtView and see that the person had a theft conviction and decide not to hire them.
Justice Brenner also served on the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission, which determined that publicizing records for those with an SIS could negatively affect their ability to obtain housing, assistance, or a good job. Unemployment and lack of stable housing have been identified as major factors contributing to recidivism or offenders quickly reoffending and returning to prison. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in March, North Pole Senator John Coghill explained that online court records will be removed for those who complete treatment programs, serve their time, and satisfy conditions of the SEJ, or suspended entry of judgment.
It's going to be on CourtView while it's active. That was something that the Office of Victim Rights wanted also. So just like many other things, once that judgment is satisfied, then you pull the shade down.
Coghill was one of the legislature's representatives to the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission and the lawmaker who shepherded Senate Bill 91 through the legislative process last session. The bill grew to 123 pages before it was signed into law by Governor Bill Walker July 15th. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.